You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Yeah.
It's like Big Hungry's in the room.
Yeah, we got one of his records here that he left. So it's his spirit speaking to us all the way from Nelson. Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm very well. Good to see another smiling face in the room.
Yo. So what do we have planned for today?
Today I felt like a mojito. It's really like humid out there.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do the traditional white rum, sugar, soda water. So I was having a think about what I could do with chi. I decided to use the sugar-free chi because I haven't been playing with that enough yet. So getting a feel for that.
Cool.
And instead of mint, I've got some basil. And we're going to be using a gin that I've been using quite a bit recently. It's become quite a friend of mine. It's the Sacred Springs Barrel Aged Gin. So it's actually sat in a barrel for a few months, collected some of the color, but also some of the flavor of the oak. And it's made down in Golden Bay. So we should get Big Hungry to go drop in and say hi to them.
He should. He definitely should.
Yeah, totally. So I'm going to use basically the traditional recipe for a mojito. So I'm going to go 45 mils, I'm free pouring, of...
Yeah, but you got the skills, bro, it's all good.
of the Dancing Sands barrel-aged gin. Add ice. I'm going to grab some of the basil that I brought along.
Oh, I love the smell, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, basil, man.
Yeah.
I forget how much I love that.
It's so good. It's super, like... It's not used enough in cocktails, I feel. Like in a good cocktail bar, they're going to have lots of herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think any bar should have at least mint and basil.
Yeah. You always see the mint, but not necessarily the basil.
Exactly. I'm doing something that not a lot of people actually do with their mojitos. They usually stir them or just like smash them, but I'm just making it a little bit faster for us.
Beat it up.
There we go. And now I'm going to put in... about 15 mils of lime juice. We don't need as much because we're not using rum, which is sweet already.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're gonna top it with the chi.
Yeah, Auckland soft drink.
Yep, so this is the traditional herbal blend. So it's more like a tonic, really. So this is like, could be a gin and tonic, or it could be a mojito.
Yo, I like it. I like how you're saying before that you're kind of, like, what you're doing here is sort of like making that crossing over between the two drinks.
Yeah, totally. Kind of, yeah. It's just, they're both interesting flavors. Like they're both spirits. The rum, I love rum. Rum's my favorite spirit.
Yeah, me too, yo.
But gin's really become something that I've developed a taste for.
Yep.
It is sort of unique. It's savory. But it can be brought into sweeter concoctions. So I'll keep one of these straws out. And then here we go.
Yo.
It's going to be quite strong.
Perfect. I can do that. I can do that for sure. Whoa. It's like the herbaceous kind of side of it isn't as like in your face as I thought it was going to be, which is actually really good.
Yeah, it's just in the background and actually probably more on the nose than it is anywhere else. So you can actually smell it.
Would you like some?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go.
Jump on, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's
you
really,
definitely
really
get the cheese herbal notes coming through.
Mm.
So the basil's helping bring those through, marry it to the gin, and away you go.
Yeah, and having the sugar-free one actually works quite well because I wasn't sure how that was going to end up working.
Totally. Yeah. If it had been the normal, it would have been a lot sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for it to still stay on the savory side because of being gin and all.
Yeah. But it still has that kind of like mouthy front end, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, it's even got a little bit of oiliness. I think that must be from the gin.
Yeah, it's
a little
beautiful
bit of coating on the back.
Yeah, shout out to Sacred Spring.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And big shout out to our sponsor, our co-sponsor is Chi, for supporting us and being part of our journey this summer. It's totally the perfect drink for summer. It's awesome.
Like that ginger and ginseng one that they have.
It's so good.
If I'm like out going to shows and stuff, there's a dairy off on Cairo that sells it. That's open all night.
All night.
And so you can go and get it, and it's like the best thing. It's really hot, and you've been sweating, and you just need something that's like
something
super refreshing.
That's gonna refresh you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just run through the recipe again. So 45 mils of the Sacred Springs Barrel Aged Gin, a handful of mint, basil, 15 mils of the lime juice, then shake it all up in a shaker, tip it into a glass, and top up with about 60 mils of the Chi Herbal Sugar Free, and away you go.
So perfect, and I can definitely imagine sitting in like a super humid Auckland city drinking this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit gross and warm out there tonight, so a few of these will go down well.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
All good. Thanks for having me.
Learned heaps about gin. It's really good.
Sweet.
Shot breath.
Yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.